Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with the true word of God according to the scripture. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. This is God's church, wherever you may be. We that keep God's commandments, we are the church of God. We're Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. The world called us Christians. We're not ashamed to be called Christian. God said we're sanctified. We're saints. I want to talk to you today about the righteous, never forsaken. Before we get into that thought, my brother Darryl wrote this number, go back to Moses. Choir, Sister V, go back to Moses.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake. They had the law, their minds were carnal, they
God. The world went back to Moses. You can truly serve the Lord. The Lord said, go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. And I'm glad to know what Moses wrote. He wrote the word of God. He wrote God's commandments. We have some announcements. Deacon Debbie, what's the announcements?
We would like to invite you to our appreciation service that we are having for our pastor, our great pastor, on Sabbath, Saturday, June the 20th. We are having two services on that day, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then our main service will be at 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And we are looking forward to seeing you as we appreciate our great pastor on that day and night service. And visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. They were holy vessels. They kept God's commandments, and they are in the bosom of God. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Beautiful. Wherever you may be, whoever you are, because the Lord said, whosoever will, let him come. Yes. And when you take upon you God's word and begin to obey God's word, that means you believe in Jesus, believe in the sacrifice he made. Now you want to obey his word. Become part of God's family. You're going to keep his commandments. Now let's go to Psalms 37 and 25. As I say, the thought is about the righteous never forsaken. And I've been serving the Lord since 1975, another century ago. I was born in 1950. God called me in 1975. I was 25 years old, and I've been living for the Lord ever since. And I haven't backslid, and I sin no more. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed begging bread. I have the same testimony as David. Psalms 37:25, what does it say?
I have been young.
I have been young.
And now am old.
Now I'm a little older than 25, but what?
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken.
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. All that the Lord have asked us to do in his word, I haven't seen the Lord forsaken, we that obey his word.
Yes.
What?
Forsaken nor his seed begging bread.
We don't need to call over any apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and deacons and people here and politicians to give us a word of encouragement.
No, we don't.
To give us bread to eat.
No.
And if you're a commandment keeper and God sent you, if you're one of those he gave for the perfecting of the saints,
yes,
we are glad to eat the bread that God gives you.
Yes.
But if you're not one that God sent, we're not looking for your bread.
Right.
Nor his seed begging bread. Let's go to Isaiah 64 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen the righteous. But now, most of the churches We have a lesson coming up. We get those booklets that they send out for the, what do you call that? The what's the name of that series they send out?
Standard.
What do you call it?
Lesson. Standard Bible class.
They're the standard Bible lessons. Mm-hmm. And we purchase those lessons, and we have a segment where we teach on those lessons according to the knowledge that God has given. Yeah. This one coming up for this quarter says what? It says,
God passes
judgment. Then they got a stamp, stamp failed.
Yes.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I believe as it was in the days of old, it said, with many of them, God was not well pleased. Not all, but with many. But God told you that when he became a son. Straight is the gate that lead to life, and few there be that find it. It's always been a few. It's always been a remnant.
Yes.
In the church world, love to give praises with their lips, but their heart is far from God according to their actions.
Yes.
Isaiah 64 and 8, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father.
Now art thou our Father.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We are the clay, and thou our potter.
Excuse me. Let's read 64 and 6. That's where mm-hmm. we want to start. Because these preachers, when you come in the church, they try to tell you, now you ain't got nothing, you can never be anything. Know that and understand it before you accept his dying on the cross. You'll never be right. That's what they tell you.
Yes.
You can't live perfect. You can't live holy like the Lord. Only one is holy is the Lord. That makes you preachers telling the people that God is a lie. Because God said, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. I believe the Lord rather than you false
yes.
preachers.
Yes.
And you kill the people when they first come in, making them feel like when you come in, he's going to forgive you. But go right back out and know one thing. As hard as you try, you failed. That's not what God is saying.
No.
These preachers are saying this, but we are all.
But we are all as an unclean thing.
What?
And all our righteousnessness are as filthy rags.
Now that's true. Before we come to God, we were born like this. And we all do fade.
And
what?
We all do fade
as a leaf.
As a leaf.
What?
And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
What?
And there is none.
There is none.
That calleth upon thy name.
This is when you don't know God. This is before you come to God. All of your moral righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Yes.
None call upon him.
Mm-hmm.
That upon stirreth up what?
That stirreth up himself to take hold of thee.
What?
For thou hast hid thy face from us.
So how many are stirring themselves up to live holy? How many are stirring themselves up to purify their lives when they've been told by these jackleg preachers, you failed. Don't even try. Read.
And has consumed us because of our iniquities.
But what?
But now.
Now we want to come to the Lord. But now, O Lord.
Lord.
What?
Thou art our Father.
Now we're claiming you as our Father. We want to live for you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art our Father. Now we're going to enter into a relationship with God, a contract with God.
Yes.
I want to live for you as they said in the days of old, all that the Lord have said we will do.
Yes.
Thou art
our Father.
Our Father, what?
We are the clay.
All right.
And thou our potter.
Now God is making something here. He's making a new man. Why would God make a new man if the old man cannot straighten up? Thou art the potter, what?
And we all are the work of thy hand.
We all are the work of thine hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art our Father. We are the clay.
Yes.
Thou art the potter.
Mm-hmm.
We all are the work
of
thy hand. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 3.
Okay.
Now, we've come to God. We've said, Lord, we know we've sinned. As the Lord said, if my people will call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. Now God want to heal, and the people of God are those that are coming to God, mm-hmm. seeking to please God, to live for God.
All right.
We are called sheep.
Yes.
Now we want to live for God and please the Father. 1 John 3 and 2, what does it say?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
He just said, now thou art the Father.
Yes.
Now God is beginning to make us.
Mm-hmm.
These preachers are not telling you this. This is the way it should be looked upon. Now are we the sons of God. What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
It don't appear what we shall be because we come into God. Some come in and have been murderers, liars, thieves, adulterers, coveters.
Yes.
All sorts of people that are against what God hath called for.
All right.
What?
But we know that when he shall appear,
what?
We shall be like
now
him.
Now remember, the scripture says, follow holiness and peace, without which no man shall see the Lord. So in order to see him, you've got to start becoming holy.
Yes.
We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him
as he is.
So if you see him, if you believe what Paul is writing in Hebrews, you have to follow peace and holiness, without which you can't see him.
All right.
So you got to follow holiness. And what?
And every man that hath this hope in him.
Now if you have this hope of seeing him, you do what?
Purifieth himself. Even as he is
and
pure.
God hasn't forsaken his people. God is here to purify.
Yes.
But if you're in a church that's telling you you cannot be purified, which means be holy or perfect, what's the point in letting God make you? What's the point in believing that you failed already if you cannot purify yourself? Somebody's lying here.
Yes.
Because John walked with him.
All right.
Every man that hath this hope mm-hmm. in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Now, in order to purify yourself, there's steps. What?
Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law.
So first of all, you have to know when you come to God, you've broken the law. You're in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you transgress the law,
mm-hmm. for
you're in sin, because sin is the transgression of God's law. That's the house rule.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
What?
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our
sins. Now, wait a minute. We've come to God. God hasn't forsaken his people. He was manifest to take away our sins.
Mm-hmm.
So he's letting us know what we cannot do.
All right.
Can't sin because sin is transgression of God's law. We can't break God's law.
All right.
What?
And in him is no
so
sin.
So if we want to be in him, you can't have sin.
All right.
What?
Whosoever.
Whosoever. That means bond, free, Jew, Greek, whatever. Rich, poor. Whosoever.
Abideth in him.
If you're abiding in the Lord, you say, I've got Jesus in my heart. I'm abiding in God. I'm abiding in his word. Whosoever abideth in him, what?
Sinneth not.
Now, which one is it? If you don't sin, how can you have failed? And God having forsaken his people because God come to keep his people from sin.
All right.
He keeps us from sinning. The Holy Ghost do that by warning us what sin is, where the dangers are. And if we love God, we purify ourselves by obeying.
Yes.
The warning,
mm-hmm.
the taking heed.
Yes.
What?
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither
so
known him.
So, all of you churchgoers, when these preachers tell you, you failed already, don't think you're as holy as he. You haven't seen the Lord if you're yet sinning. You haven't seen him. And you haven't seen him because it takes the leader that God sent to bring you the knowledge of him. What?
Little children.
Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
What?
He that doeth righteousness
what?
Is righteous even as he is righteous.
Now remember, before we came to God, that means if you were a churchgoer and not under the true knowledge of God, all of our righteousnesses were as filthy rags.
Yes.
But the scriptures let you know, he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Now that I begin to keep God's word, because that's what righteousness is.
Yes.
Let's go back to Psalms.
All right.
37:25. Let's believe God's word above these jacklick preachers. So, well, you're over here talking about the preachers. Yes, I am. Because they're not the ones that God sent.
That's
God's
right.
Preacher don't call you fail before you strive to please God.
That's right.
And God's people don't call you a failure when you're striving lawfully to please God.
All right.
You're a son of God.
Yes.
God's people don't call you failed when you are purifying yourself.
That's right.
Read it again. 37:25.
I have been young.
What?
And now am old.
What?
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken.
So wait a minute. There is ones that are righteous. All of our righteousnesses were as filthy rags. But when we begin to do righteousness as he is righteous, God won't forsake you.
That's right.
That's great. I have been young and now am old. And yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken what?
Nor his seed begging bread.
27th verse, what does it say?
Depart from evil.
Depart from, now wait a minute. How can you not, how can you depart from evil, or how can you be righteous if you cannot stop departing from evil? How can you not sin if you can't depart from evil if you failed already?
All right. Go ahead.
And if God have forsaken you, you will be evil.
All right.
Because there's none good but one.
That's it.
That's God. And if you're one with God, you are not forsaken. That means you're doing righteousness.
Yes.
And you're purifying yourself as
he is pure.
Depart from evil, what? And do
and
good.
And do good.
What?
And dwell forevermore.
So if you want to live forevermore, you have to be good, and there's none good but one. If you're not one with God, and the Lord said, Father, make them one.
Yes.
If you're not one with the word I'm bringing you, you're no good. And you cannot depart from evil. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:8.
The righteous
have not been forsaken, and he will not forsake you when you're doing righteousness. You can escape that devil. They tell you, you fail. No one can help but sin. That's a lie.
It is.
The Lord said, resist the devil. And he'll flee. 1 Peter 5:8. What does it say?
Be sober.
What?
Be vigilant.
What?
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion,
what?
Walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
So God's anointing is warning us. The enemy is trying to devour us.
Yes.
But if we're sober, if we're vigilant,
all right,
we can escape. What?
Vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
What?
Whom resist steadfast.
It says, so wait a minute. Why would you call yourselves failed if you have the power to resist the devil?
Yes.
If you resist, he will flee.
Yes.
Whom resist steadfast. What?
In the
so
faith.
Wait a minute. If you're resisting steadfast in the faith, how are you deemed one that failed?
All right.
These preachers are lying to the people.
Yes, they are.
Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing what?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
They are not resisting the enemy because they're not living for God, and because they're not doing righteousness, because all of our righteousnesses before we come and begin to live for God are as filthy rags.
Yes.
James 4:7. Let's see what James
all
is saying.
Right.
James walked with the Lord also.
Yes, he did.
And they have the same report as the Lord. Their report is not weak like these preachers are bringing. They're not telling you, you failed already. Don't even try. They're not telling you that.
No.
James 4:7. What does it say?
Submit yourselves.
Submit yourselves.
Therefore to God.
What?
Resist the
Wait
devil.
Wait a minute. So if you're submitting yourselves to God or to the Lord, you're submitting yourselves to the word. You're not having gods before God. That's submitting yourself to God. You're not making any graven images. That's submitting yourself to God.
Yes.
That you won't take his name in vain. That's submitting yourselves to God.
Yes.
You remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You're submitting yourself to God.
Yes.
You honor the father and those that carry God, the mother. You're submitting yourselves unto God. You stop killing. You're submitting to God. Beautiful. Committing adultery and stealing and bearing false witness. The devil made me do it. Why don't God make you do righteousness?
All right.
He does. And if you yield, you won't commit these things.
Yes.
Read.
Resist the devil.
Resist the devil.
And he will flee from
he
you.
He will flee. That's what the scriptures tell you. Peter just witnessed it, the same thing. Mm-hmm. What?
Draw nigh to God.
Draw nigh unto the word. Draw nigh unto the Lord. What?
And he will draw nigh to you.
What?
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners.
But wait a minute. If you cleanse your hands, that means you are purifying yourselves and mm-hmm. you're not in sin. You're not sinning. What?
And purify your heart.
Purify. We just read how you purify your.
Yes.
You purify yourself as he is pure. If you have this hope of being a son. What?
That's right. Ye double-minded.
What?
Be afflicted and mourn.
Be afflicted.
And mourn.
And mourn. What?
And weep.
What?
Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
Well, wait a minute. That's if you have the right attitude. They call them Beatitudes. Go to 5. Matthew's 5. They call it attitudes, but I call it away. Because the Lord said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be fed. You will be fed with righteousness.
Yes.
Matthew's 5 and 4, what does it say?
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Well, the Lord is not talking about mourning because you cut your finger. It's talking about mourning to be right.
Yes.
Mourning to obey God. Yes. Sad about not obeying God.
Yes.
Lord, help mourning for to be right.
Yes.
Read the 8th verse. What does it say?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
What?
For they shall see God.
Well, wait a minute. The formula is still the same. If you have this hope in you, you purify yourself even as he is pure. He's holy. That's how pure he is.
All right.
As he was or as he is, so are we in this world. So how can you purify yourself if you don't feel you can ever be pure? So you don't care what you do. You never can live holy. You ain't holy like the Lord. That's what the preachers tell you, because they're not.
That's right. That's right.
Read the 10th verse. What does it say?
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness'
sake. Wait a minute. Now, we get persecuted because we are enlightening the people. Whosoever doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is right. We get persecuted. Ain't nobody. All of our righteousness filthy. It was. We're not sinners in Zion. We were sinners.
Yes.
But thanks be to God, we've been freed from sin.
All right.
Because we obey God's word.
Mm-hmm. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
So wait a minute. Theirs is the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Other words, because we opt to keep God's commandments, we opt to remember the Sabbath day and not the first day of the week. They want to persecute and say, you under the old Mosaic law. Mm-hmm. The Mosaic law is God's word.
Yes, it is.
And the remedy for sin, should you sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He paid that price. We're not offering up bulls and heifers. But wait a minute. If anyone sin willfully, there is no sacrifice. He's not there for you willfully sinning. He's not there for you that feel like you can't help but sin. His death was not for that. Let's go to Psalms again.
Mm-hmm.
37:27. Let's go back there again.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. In other words, he that had begun a good work will perform it.
Yes.
If we choose to allow him to do it, if we yield ourselves to God. 37 again. Mm-hmm. Psalms 37 and 27. What does it say?
Depart from evil.
Depart from other. We can do it. Depart from evil.
And do good.
What?
And dwell forevermore.
What?
For the Lord loveth judgment.
Now the Lord loveth judgment. Wait a minute. Let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. That's where it begins. You cannot bring forth judgment without God's word.
That's right.
Read.
And forsaketh not his saints.
God don't forsake his saints.
They are preserved forever.
Well, wait a minute. So when you begin to keep God's commandments, you are preserved forever. When you disobey God and leave God, it's like preserves has been opened up and left open. You're spoiled. Read.
But the seed of the wicked.
What?
Shall be cut off.
What?
The righteous shall inherit the land.
What?
And dwell therein forever.
What?
The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom.
Well, wait a minute. I believe the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom in the sight of the nations. Righteous speak of wisdom. That's what we strive to speak about here. Mm-hmm. It's wisdom to obey God.
Yes, it is.
It's not wisdom to feel like you failed already.
All right.
And that you can't please God.
All right.
Read.
And his tongue talketh of judgment.
His tongue talk of judgment. What?
The law of his God is in his heart.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go to Matthew 5. All the
right.
law of his God is in his mouth. And I believe that's what the Lord was talking about, the law of God. Matthew 5 and 17, what does it say?
5 and 7. Think not.
Think not.
That I am come to destroy the law.
What?
Or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy.